Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mo's Sports Talk. I'm your host, Maurice Trice, and I'm ready to talk sports with you on this hot and a beautiful Memorial Day here in Oklahoma. It's about, 90 degrees, 89, 90 degrees outside, so kind of the unofficial start to summer. Before we talk sports, I do want to thank all the veterans and those family members who have lost loved ones who have served for their country. So definitely want to give a special thanks to all the men and women of the United States military. So there you go on that. But we have a lot of sports, including my dad, by the way, who fought was in the 101st Airborne Division, by the way. But we have a lot of sports to talk about on today's show. But as always, there's three ways to contact the show. You can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Again, the number to call into the show, 1-646-929-0429. You can also email me, MauriceTrice@hotmail.com. That's MauriceTrice at hotmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at TheDukeBoy100. That's at TheDukeBoy100. Don't forget, you can also like my Facebook page. Just put in Mo's Sports Talk in the search, and you can like my Facebook page. Also, you can listen to the show on TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com. That's TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com. And I believe the show is also available on iTunes as well. But we're going to give you an NBA Finals preview coming up here in a couple of minutes. We'll break down the series that everyone has been waiting for, Warriors versus Cavaliers. We'll do that coming up in a couple of minutes. Before we talk some NBA Finals, we can talk some other sports as well. We can talk about the Stanley Cup Finals. Game 1 tonight, 7 o'clock Central Time on NBC between the Pittsburgh Penguins, the defending champions, and the Nashville Predators. Nashville, they're the 8th seed. What a run for them to even make it to the finals as an 8th seed. That's crazy. I mean, I'm still shocked about that. And also, I watched a E60 special on ESPN on Saturday, I believe. Was that on? No, that was on Sunday during a rain delay of the softball that I was just happened to be watching. And PK, they did an E60 special on PK Subban. I'm definitely happy for him that he's made the finals. So, you know, I wouldn't be sad after watching that E60 special after P.K. Subban and Nashville won. Maybe they're a team of destiny. We'll see. As an AC to make it to the Stanley Cup Finals is just impressive. But that being said, Pittsburgh definitely has the edge. They have the more experienced team, Sidney Crosby, Malkin. I'm going to give a slight edge to Pittsburgh, but Nashville has all the momentum. Like I said, maybe I believe in sometimes those teams of destiny, and maybe Nashville is a team of destiny. But if I had to pick, I would go with Pittsburgh in a really good series. I would go with Pittsburgh in six. We'll see what happens tonight, starting on NBC in the Stanley Cup Finals, so we can talk about that. Also, we can talk Major League Baseball. My favorite team, the New York Yankees, take 2 out of 3 this weekend from Oakland. They scored 9 runs in the last game of the series against Oakland, so it was good to see the offense come alive. Aaron Judge, he's starting to heat up again. He had a grand slam, his 16th home run at that time of the season. They only scored 4 runs in the first 2 games, so like I told you on my last show on Friday, I said the Yankees definitely need to get their bats going. Now, the pitching has been solid. Tanaka was really good, so that's good to see. The pitching has definitely been solid for the Yankees. It was solid again today, but the Yankees did lose the opening game of their series against Baltimore 3-2. Aaron Judge did hit his 17th home run, but just not enough offense. But if you had told me at this point in the season the Yankees would be leading the American League East, I would have taken it. They're definitely ahead of schedule, playing some really good baseball. Maybe they add a starting pitcher at this trade deadline, but I like the way the offense is going, so we'll see what happens with the New York Yankees. Also this weekend, the Dodgers, they sweep the Cubs, sweep them in a 3-game series. They beat them by a combined score of 18-4, so complete domination there for the Dodgers. Even though Kershaw struggled, but Kershaw and Lester both struggled in that last game of that series. Just Lester struggled a lot more than Kershaw did. When we look at the Dodgers, obviously they're playing some great baseball right now. They have to be the odds-on pick to win the National League West. There's no doubt about that. But I think Colorado's for real. They have the best record in the National League. I definitely think they're going to be in the hunt all season long. I think they have a better chance of winning the wild card if I had to pick. But I think the Colorado Rockies are for real. I was in discussion with Greg from our favorite segment of the week, chatting with Greg. He doesn't believe the Colorado Rockies are Arizona's for real. I don't know about Arizona. I think we'll see. But I think Colorado's for real. I like the way they're playing right now. They're playing some really good baseball. They're scoring runs. They're pitching well. Obviously, they have to stay healthy. Now, if they don't stay healthy, then never mind. But if they stay healthy, I think they'll be in the race. I think they have a shot at winning the National League West. But obviously, the Dodgers have to be the pick, so we shall wait and see on that. Also, locally, we can talk some softball. OU advances the College World Series yet again, trying to defend their national championship that they won last season. In softball, they're going to play Baylor, so that's really nice. It looked like they were going to have to play the two-seed Arizona. Baylor upsets Arizona, so there's some familiarity there for OU, having played Baylor in the Big 12, so that's good for OU. They'll open up against Baylor in the College World Series, so we can talk about that. We can also talk college baseball. What a run for Oklahoma State. They win the Big 12 tournament after barely making the Big 12 tournament in college baseball, and they not only just barely make it, but they win the whole thing, which is, wow, that's an amazing run. You have to feel good for their coach, Josh Holliday. They've been dealing with a lot of injuries, so they advanced to the NCAA tournament. Also, OU advanced to the NCAA tournament as well. So if you're a college baseball fan or a softball fan, we can talk about the local teams here in the state of Oklahoma. Also, we can talk about the French Open that's underway. Obviously, Serena Williams, she's out. She's going to have a baby. So it'll be interesting to see who wins on the women's side. But the number one seed, Kerber, is out already in the French Open. She's upset early, so she is knocked out of the French Open, so we definitely can talk more about the French Open. We'll definitely talk more about that coming up in my next show next Monday, so we'll definitely do that as well. We can also talk about Tiger Woods, and I was going to talk about Tiger Woods and how he said that this is the healthiest he's been since he had this latest surgery. He said he's feeling really, really healthy. He's feeling really good. So I was getting excited. I said, man, that's something to look forward to for next year for Tiger Woods and majors. But then he's arrested for a DUI in Florida. First he has to get physical. First, to me, even before getting physically right, he needs to get mentally right. He needs to get his mind right. Why in the world? You've been in trouble. Why in the world would you do something like that? It doesn't make any sense. Call someone to pick you up. If you're drunk, if you do want to drink, call somebody to take you where you need to go. Why in the world are you driving a car? Don't forget, this man has made his net worth is $750 million. He could easily call an Uber service, or he can call a taxi, or whoever he wants to call. I mean, he can just give, hey, here's $200 to any random person on the street, or even more, $300. Take me to my house, Instead, he's going to try to get behind a wheel when he's drunk. That's just making poor decisions. He needs to make good, better decisions. And then he needs to get physically right. And I'm hoping that surgery clears up the physical side of it, but he still needs to get mentally right. I mean, he got to get his mind right. So we shall wait and see. I still think Tiger Woods can win a major. Call me crazy. I know I'm kind of out there on the island there. It doesn't look good. But I think if he can get physically right and mentally right, I think he can win a major. So we'll see. But he definitely needs to get physically and mentally right, and we'll see if he can do that. So we can talk about that as well. Don't forget, before we take a quick break here, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Would love to hear from you. If you have any thoughts on the NBA Finals, we're about to break down the NBA Finals coming up here in a minute or two. You can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. But right now, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to listen to some music from the Fast and Furious 6 soundtrack. When we come back, I will give you an NBA Finals preview. We'll break down the matchup that everyone has been waiting for, Golden State taking on Cleveland for the third time in a row. So we'll do that after we take this quick break on Sports Talk.
Sean Khalid from Man. Money's the motivation, money's the conversation. You on vacation, we getting paid, so we on vacation. I did it for the fam. It's whatever we had to do, it's just who I am. Yeah, it's the life I chose. Gunshots in the dark, one eye closed. And we got it cooking like a one-eye stove. You can catch me kissing my girl with both eyes closed. Yeah, perfecting my passion, thanks for asking. Couldn't slow down, so we had to crash it. You use plastic, we bout cash. I see some people ahead that we gon' pass, yeah.
I never fear death or dying. I only fear never trying. I am whatever I am. Only God can judge me now. One shot, everything rides on two nights. Even if I've got three strikes, I'ma go for it. This moment, we own it.
That I ride with be the same ones that I die with. Put it all out on the line with. If you're looking for me, you can find wit in the new car or the crown with. My new broad does a fine chick in the weather squad. I'm down with, ain't no way around it. What you say, tell me what you say. Working hard, repping for my dogs. Do this every day, taking off, looking out for all, making sure we ball like.
Welcome back to Moe's Sports Talk. Don't forget, before we talk about the NBA Finals, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Would love to hear from you. I'm sure you might be watching some baseball right now. Did anyone see that brawl before we talk about the NBA Finals? Did anyone see the brawl between Washington and San Francisco a couple of minutes ago? Wow, that was crazy. Bryce Harper getting into a fight with the pitcher for the Giants. Pretty crazy. Both of them got hit hard. Both of them hit each other hard. That was crazy. Wow. Bryce Harper got hit right in his head, and he punched the Giants pitcher right in his head. That was a crazy fight. So you don't see that every day, so we can talk about that as well. But anyway, let's turn to the NBA Finals, and let's give you an NBA Finals preview. We look at Golden State. They're 12-0. I haven't lost a game. They've been tested a couple of times. They were down big against Portland. Utah had a little bit of a lead on them, and then before the Kawhi Leonard injury, they had a big lead on them as well. Adding Kevin Durant, they're expected to win the title. There's no doubt about it. Make no mistake about it. They definitely should be the favorite in this series. Now, they shouldn't. I saw ESPN BPI is giving Cleveland just a 7% chance of winning. No, 7% chance is like me. I have a 7% chance of dating the model. That's okay, 7% chance. No, Cavaliers have a way better chance than 7% of winning this series. There's no doubt about that. That's ridiculous, but Golden State has to be the favorite. You add Kevin Durant to this team, please. Now, the Golden State Warriors are in a lose-lose situation. You lose the NBA Finals, you're going to get ripped, especially Kevin Durant. There's no doubt about that. He is going to get ripped if they do not win the title. He joined the team to make it to this point and also to win the championship to get them over the hump of the Cleveland Cavaliers, which isn't much of a hump because they were up 3-1, but that's why he joined the Golden State Warriors to get them over the hump and to win a title. I don't care about this Kevin Durant saying, oh, a title doesn't mean much to me. It's about me being happy. Stop it, man. Stop it. You joined Golden State to have put yourself in a better position to win an NBA title. And there's no doubt about that. He made the right decision for himself, not for Oklahoma City. And he didn't make the best decision for the competition of the NBA, but he definitely made the best decision for himself joining the Golden State Warriors. There's no doubt about that. Now, that being said, if they win the title, no one's going to be, we don't really care. They're supposed to win the title. That's what they're supposed to do. They have the most talent. They're the best team. That's what they're supposed to do. So it's definitely a lose-lose situation. Besides that, if you're a Golden State fan or just a big Kevin Durant fan or Steph Curry fan or whatever, most people are going to say, well, that's what you're supposed to do. So it's definitely a lose-lose situation for Golden State. But looking at this series, the keys for Golden State, they have to limit turnovers and avoid making those silly passes. As sometimes they just try too hard to make the special, spectacular pass instead of making the basic pass, and they turn the ball over. They averaged about 18 or 19 turnovers against San Antonio, against the San Antonio team that was without Kawhi Leonard. So they're definitely going to have to limit their turnovers. In San Antonio, excuse me, that's when they averaged 18 or 19 turnovers. They're going to have to limit their turnovers against Cleveland. You don't want to turn the ball over that much against the Cavaliers. Also, I think they want to play an up-tempo type game. They average 116 points. They need to keep their ball movement and make that extra pass. At times, they get into that one-on-one mode. The Golden State Warriors have to keep up with their ball movement. I think that's going to be a big key for them. They average 116 points a game, like I said. I don't think any team really wants to run with the Golden State Warriors. I don't think you want to get in a track meet with the Warriors. Now, Cleveland, they have the weapons that maybe they can get in a scoring contest with the Warriors, but in a seven-game series, I don't like your chances. I think you want to slow down the tempo, and I think Golden State wants to pick it up. For Golden State again, another key for the Warriors, they have to keep Tristan Thompson off in the Cavaliers off the offensive glass. That's going to be a big key. Can they keep Tristan Thompson off the offensive glass? Easier said than done. Who's going to be able to do it? JaVale McGee, is he going to be able to do it? Zaza Pachulia, he seems to me to be a little bit slow. Maybe at times you go with certain lineups, you might have Draymond Green down there trying to box out Tristan Thompson, but that's going to be a big key for the Golden State Warriors. Can they compete on the glass? Because I think that's one of the weaknesses. If the Warriors have any weakness, it's their ability to keep teams off the offensive glass and not get pounded on the board. So it'll be interesting if Golden State can keep the Cavaliers off the offensive glass. And also the Warriors' defense. They have to keep Irving and LeBron James out of the paint and out of the lane. Easier said than done. Can they do that? Can they keep LeBron James and Kyrie Irving out of the lane and out of the paint? Because that's when they're at their best. That's when they attract multiple defenders. They kick it out to those shooters like Kyle Korver and also Kevin Love, who's been on fire as of late. That's when they, and J.R. Smith as well, who's he can get you buckets at any time. You have to keep LeBron James and Kyrie Irving out of the paint. Again, easier said than done, but it has to be a team effort. And also the perimeter defense, I think, is going to be a key for the Golden State Warriors. I think that's going to be a really, really big key for them. They have to bring the energy, that defensive effort, especially on the perimeter. That's going to be a big key for the Golden State Warriors. And when we look at the Cavaliers, they were 11-1 in this playoff run. They were tested in that series against Boston. I think they started off slowly against Indiana. They could have lost a couple of those games against the Pacers. It was a sweep, but they could have lost, and they picked it up ever since. They were tested against Boston and Cleveland. Not so much in Boston. That was ugly. But the Cavaliers, they come in. So they're combined. These teams are combined 23-1. Easily, both teams easily could be undefeated. I mean, look at LeBron James. He's playing at a high level. Man, he is playing some big-time basketball. He's knocking down the three. He's getting to the lane. He's driving. When he's in attack mode, he is playing some big boy basketball, bully basketball. But he's going to be tested on both ends of the court. He's going to be tested offensively and defensively in this game. Because don't forget, Golden State can throw Andre Iguodala at him. They can throw multiple people at him, which you're not going to shut down LeBron James, but you can make things tough on him. He's definitely going to be tested on the defensive end. It'll be interesting to see that Kevin Durant, LeBron James matchup will be very, very interesting. Must-see TV. The key for the Cavaliers defensively, they have to keep Golden State out of transition. Again, easier said than done, but again, you don't want to get into a track meet with the Golden State Warriors. You don't want to get into a track meet with them. Like I said, the Cavaliers, if any team can get into a track meet with the Golden State Warriors, it's this a Cavaliers team. But again, in a seven-game series, don't want to do it. You want to keep Golden State in the half court. You do not want to get a track meet with the Golden State Warriors. On offense, Kevin Love has to continue to be consistent. He has been playing some great basketball, knocking down the three, posting people up. He's been playing at a high, high level. He'll have to play at a high level against Golden State if they're going to have any chance to beat him. He's been a double-double machine. He'll have to continue that. He has to put a lot of pressure on the defense of the Golden State Warriors, drawing their bigs out like Draymond Green, and that'll help LeBron James and Kyrie Irving get into the paint easier. The Cavaliers bench, they need to be a difference maker. I think their bench can be a difference maker in this series. That means Deron Williams, Cal Korver, Iman Shumpert, these guys really have to step up, knock down open shots, and make plays when they're called upon. I think that's going to be a big key. Can the Cavaliers bench dominate the Warriors bench? And also outside shooting, the Cavaliers, you know they can shoot that thing. In the words of Shaquille O'Neal, they can shoot that thing. They're going to have to continue to shoot at a high level, knocking down open shots. Continued their great ball movement. turning down good shots for great shots. I think making that extra pass, similar to what Golden State needs to do, I think the Cavaliers are going to have to do that as well. And on defense, the Cavaliers have to make those multiple defensive efforts. That's going to be a big key. Can they make those multiple defensive efforts consistently? You know, at times the Cavaliers get really lackadaisical defensively, and so does Golden State as well. But that's going to be a key for the Cavaliers, especially if they don't have home court in this series. They have to play at a high level defensively. I think that's going to be a big key. They have to make those multiple efforts, plays defensively. They have to be really engaged. They have to bring that defensive intensity throughout this series. That's going to be a big key for the Cavaliers. Like I said, at times you cannot have those moments when you lose Steph Curry or you lose Kevin Durant for about three or four possessions. That will get you killed. So that's going to be a big key for the Cavaliers. They have to bring that defensive intensity each game against the Warriors, especially those first two games against Golden State. If they have any chance of winning this series, they have to win one of those two games, I believe, to win this series. An X factor for the Cavaliers is J.R. Smith. Like I talked about earlier, he can get you buckets at any time. This man can get really heated up, and he can play some solid defense as well. I think J.R. Smith is definitely the X factor for the Cavaliers. And also, can the Cavaliers run with the Warriors? I think that's a big question mark there. I just think you might be able to run with them for a game or two, but for a seven-game series to beat them four times, I just don't see it. I don't see the Cavaliers being able to run with the Warriors. So that brings me to my final prediction. It's hard to count out LeBron James in any series. I mean, this guy is an all-time great. You know, we talked about this on Friday. Let's not compare him to Michael Jordan. Again, different era. Michael Jordan is going up against tougher competition. LeBron James, though, is playing some outstanding basketball right now. I mean, my goodness. This guy, what he did against Boston for the most part, four out of the five games, besides that game they lost when he could have been sick or whatever, he is playing amazing basketball. He's knocking down his threes. He's getting the lane. He's putting pressure on the defense. He's scoring in transition. He's setting his teammates up. He's doing anything and everything he wants to on the court. So that has been really, really impressive, to say the least. But the Golden State Warriors, they added Kevin Durant after being up 3-1 on this Cavaliers team. I know the Cavaliers have improved by getting Kyle Korver, and also Deron Williams is playing some good basketball, but still. The Warriors, they added Kevin Durant. I'm going to go with the Warriors in 7. Don't forget, I'm 13-1. This will be my last prediction for the foreseeable future on this show, so I definitely want to go 14-1. There's no doubt about that. That's special. That is what we do on Mo Sports Talk. Now, listen to Mo, listen to Greg, listen to Mo. You will learn. We are 13-1 in our NBA playoff predictions, trying to go 14-1. That is what we do. However, if Kevin Durant does lose, it will be kind of funny. I'm just saying. And I know a lot of people around here in Oklahoma are rooting hard against Kevin Durant, but it would be kind of funny to see if the Warriors cannot win this title. Would be kind of funny. Like I said, Cleveland, they have much better than a 7% chance of winning this series. That is ridiculous. But that being said, the Warriors definitely have to be the favorite in this series. So we'll see what happens. I'm going to go with Warriors in 7. Don't forget, we're going to take another quick break in a minute here, but don't forget, if you want to let me know your NBA playoff finals prediction, your NBA finals prediction, you can let me know. You can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. We'd love to hear from you. But right now, we're going to listen to some Jackson 5. When we come back, we do have a special guest, Dick Vitale from ESPN, is going to stop by. He's going to give us his finals prediction, and then we'll come. And then I'll come on and we'll wrap up the show. But right now, we'll take a quick break. We'll play some Jackson 5. We'll come back. We'll have our special guest. We'll do all that next on Mo's Sports Talk.
Simple as the rich getting richer, baby. Oh, but never count out the king, baby. Never count out the king. Oh, LeBron James, he doesn't have a bunch of scrubs with him. Kyrie Irving, oh, he's playing some quick basketball. Kevin Love, he's a double-double man. I love the Cavaliers bench. But if you're the Warriors, you add Kevin Durant, that should mean a title. I think that's what it means. I'm going to go with Mo. I'm going to pick the Warriors. Oh, but I'm going to go with the Warriors in six, baby. I'm sorry. Oh, but at the end of the day, it's going to be the Golden State Warriors cutting down the nets, baby. Oh, Steph Curry, he's a triple S man. He's super scintillating, sensational. He's awesome, baby, with a capital A. But let me give it back to Mo. Oh, but I can't wait, baby. I'm so excited.
Well, thank you, Dick Vitale, stopping by, going with the Warriors in six. So we shall wait and see. But, yeah, like I said, it's simple to me. Let's keep it simple. You're the Warriors. You add Kevin Durant. You should win the title. I'm sorry. Now, look, they're a talented team. They play solid defense, like Coach Popovich said a couple of weeks ago when they beat the Spurs. Look, you got to give them credit. They play really good defense. They make the extra pass. They play basketball like it should be played. They play a beautiful brand of basketball. They're fun to watch. They can score. I mean, my goodness, so many weapons. Even off the bench, you talk about Sean Livingston. You talk about Andre Iguodala. JaVale McGee's even playing really well. They have a lot of weapons. There's no doubt about that, but to me, it's simple. You add Kevin Durant, you should win a title. It's hard to count out LeBron James, like Dick Vitale said. It's hard to count out LeBron James, but at the end of the day, I think the Warriors will win the title. Could be wrong. There's no doubt about that. Like I said, I would get a good laugh over Kevin Durant not winning a title. That would kind of amuse me. That would be kind of funny and see how he reacts and see the likes of Stephen A. Smith ripping Kevin Durant. It would get ugly. The media will rip Kevin Durant if they do not win a title. It will get real ugly real fast. There's no doubt about that, but we shall wait and see what happens there. You know, a lot of people have been saying, oh, the NBA playoffs have been boring. They've been boring to me. When you're 13-1, they've been fantastic. There's in my opinion, you know, in my humble opinion, there's been some good games. I thought the Boston Washington series was really good. The Clippers Jazz series was interesting. So I've enjoyed the playoffs, but this is what everyone has been waiting for. This is the main event. This is the main attraction. Everyone's been talking about who's going to win, Cavaliers or Warriors. We're seeing it for the third straight time. Like I said, I think the difference will be obviously Kevin Durant. I think he's gonna have a great series. But the other difference to me is the Warriors' defense. They're just more consistent. They've been more consistent over the regular season in the playoffs than the Cavaliers. The Cavaliers have been better in the playoffs. They've been playing much better defense in the playoffs. But the Warriors, they've been doing it all season long. They are a high, really good defensive efficiency team. And the Cavaliers, they're a middle of the pack defensive team. Now they can step up. You know, LeBron James is a really good defender. He's not what he used to be. He's getting older. There's no doubt about it. Like we all, he's getting older. Kyrie Irving, not a great defender, nor is Kevin Love, but they have some guys who can lock you down. Tristan Thompson is a solid defender. Iman Shumpert, they have guys who can really play some defense, but I just think the Warriors' defense, I think that will be the difference in this series. Like I said, they have just too many weapons, too many weapons. I could be wrong, and like I said, if the series ends before this show ends, don't forget, I only have 3 shows left until I go on hiatus for the foreseeable future, but that being said, if I'm wrong, you can I would definitely give people shout-outs who pick the Cavaliers. I know a lot of people are picking the Cavaliers, including Charles Barkley and also who else is picking the Cavaliers? Oh, Shaquille O'Neal. They're both picking the Cavaliers. So it's not out of the question that the Cavaliers can win. Like I said, anytime you have LeBron James, you have a chance because this guy, wow. I mean, he is scary. He's playing some amazing basketball right now. Kyrie Irving, his ability to get anything he wants to off the bounce. And I do think the Cavaliers have an advantage on the boards. If Tristan Thompson comes out there, he dominates on the glass, and they get all those offensive rebounds, and they can slow the tempo down. I think that will be a big advantage for the Cavaliers. But like I said, just too much talent for me. I picked the team that has the most talent. I'll go with the Golden State Warriors in 7. So, anyway, thank you for listening to my show. Have a blessed rest of your Memorial Day. Don't forget, my next show will be next Monday. No show Friday. I'm going to be watching Wonder Woman, God's Will. I'll let you know what I thought of Wonder Woman. I'll give you a review of that on next Monday. So, have a blessed rest of your night. Thank you for listening to my show. God is good. Trust Him. We'll talk to you next time on Mo's Sports Talk.